Wait, which? Nah. I remember like what? No, that was Singapore. Like, I remember there was like a co anime convention like 3 days on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I forgot. We don't do f convention on Fridays.
Wait, hold
Yeah,
on a
man.
sec. Was it?
No,
Oh, but.
wait. There was an anime convention on a Friday. That was the one that I when I was working at the book fair, the KL book fair.
Oh, the KLCC one, is it?
Yeah. No, the PWTC one. That's
Oh,
weird.
PWTC.
Oh my God.
An anime convention on a Friday?
Yeah. It's not that bad. More Kamen Rider bros on that on the
Oh,
Friday.
I guess a lot of Kamen Riders spotted at the local masjid lah because of that.
Yeah.
You gotta save the world. But first,
Smiling dulu.
we
That's what I had to do.
will take care of the afterworld.
Then take care of this world. I think that's a good point to start.
Yeah. Welcome to Die Don't Lock the Gaming Matters Podcast.
Welcome, welcome. This episode.
139.
Oh, dang.
Recorded on July 15th. And I swear this is a video game podcast and not an anime convention discussion podcast, but we can have some time. We have leeways on what we talk about here. No worries. So how are you guys doing? We are in the middle of July.
Yep, I guess the broke month. It's the middle of the month. Yeah, so it's we are broke.
Broke and
Broke
also
lie.
broke like
Broke
broke
lie. Broke
broke
lie. The new game, broke lie.
Oh my god, new genre name, broke like every instance you're broke, no money.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Okay, you pick a character. And then every instance you lose like one or two abilities.
Oh,
Isn't that what people call in this industry aging?
introducing the panel. We have Daniel over there.
Hello, playing the
On
broke like.
the other side is Anand,
What's up?
and I am Amirul Mekronos Ashraf, and we truly are living the broke-like life.
Hey, Steam Summer Sale just finished, I believe, yesterday. Yeah, that's why. That's why the broke
Ah,
light. That's why.
yeah. I mean, I just managed to buy two games, lah. One was into I forgot Into the
the VR
Abyss.
game.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
not into the bridge. Into the I forgot the name. Another one is Control. I finally have Control.
Yeah,
We
it's
have
good.
taken control. Yes, I take control.
Oh
Okay,
man,
what
now I
is my
remember that on the nose reference. You know, Daniel, that bit in control.
yes.
Yeah. I love it when self-referential on the nose haha moment is being done in video games. Just for the fans. It doesn't matter if it's like doesn't make much sense, like they have to stretch to do it, but I still love the gesture to wink wink at the fourth wall. Coincidentally, I finished Final Fantasy 16. No relation at all what I've said.
No. Hold on, what did I buy for? Oh, you need to check. I think it's besides Deep Rock Galactic, because that's not on Game Pass.
And stone.
Yeah, Rock and Stone.
And stone.
Then it is also this other game, I forgot. It's about yes. It is the Best West game of last year. Weird West.
Ah, Midwest.
And ooh, it's actually very hard. It is an actual role, like, it is actually immersive because holy, she's so hard.
I guess we can go a bit on this topic lah. On that note kan, are you still playing as Jean or whatever the bounty hunter's name is? I
Jean,
forgot.
yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
kan?
I yeah, I've already met the pig man, Mr. Pig.
Or have you played as
So
the Pigman?
no, not yet. I've just met Mr. Pig, I think.
Oh, you can meet the Pigman
Yeah,
randomly.
because
Oh, cool.
since you have like got you will get like I think the bounties are random again, so you can go anywhere. And I actually meet Mr. Pig.
Oh, cool.
Oh, weird.
Is it the guy that speaks in not rhymes but speaks in poetry?
Oh, I got the little girl that speaks in poetry.
I see.
There's a girl, yeah, there's an old little girl that speaks in poetry and then gives me a box like, ah, here you go. Do not open it until the end of the game, like.
Oh, I know of the box. I know of the box. Yeah, that I've seen.
Like, huh?
Hey, we have had some cool water cooler moments because I have not encountered what you have encountered.
So I guess like as the people you meet and the guy that gives you the poetry is different. Like,
I see. No, that game is weird in a good way.
All right. And the other one is Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, a game that is going to go free next year. But that's later, yeah, that's later on.
Oh, eventually, rather.
Eventually. Okay. So where do we now what route shall we take?
We shall take the way to Valhalla. Let's go.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, why not?
I mean, it's gonna be a short one, I
Yeah.
guess. So yeah, I think the past 3 weeks I've been playing. No, 1 month, almost 1 month. There, I've been playing Valheim finally with friends instead of playing solo.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it was a sale, or was it? Is it in Game Pass? I don't
Yeah,
know.
I think
Is that Game
it was
Pass?
both. It was both Game Pass and there was a sale.
Okay, yeah, okay. There's a better Game Pass or something, but. My friend, okay, he got Valheim, and then he's playing with his friend, in Discord. So I'm like, okay, what are you playing, Valheim? You want to join? Yes, I want. I will join. And there goes my story of playing Valheim with friends. So, and Valheim is like, I don't know, like one of the best games that we unfortunately. I have to take out the nominations for best indie game, I believe, 2 years
Yeah.
ago because it's in early access. Yeah,
Yep. That's.
but yeah, it's really, really good. And if I was playing solo, and I was like, okay, this is really good. But if I have friends that I can play with, even better. And that time was like 1 month ago, and up until now. With friends, okay. Playing solo, the progression from you being like stark naked to the next, let's say, Stone Age to the Bronze Age, Iron Age, was it Iron Age?
Yeah.
Iron Age or whatever. It took like a lot of work, a lot of time. You have to manage everything, food and stuff, and getting resources, but. Like with friends, like you can set, how is it? Specialized tasks. Okay, you go hunt. Okay, you go here. You go here.
So
And
Hans, collect wood.
yeah, it took us like 2 3 hour session to go from like stark naked to having a big ass house and having bronze. 6 hours took us 6 hours. Damn. Yeah. And like, of course, there's all the shenanigans that happens, lah. As in, okay, one guy's chopping wood while you are like close by, and then the fallen tree fell onto you and you die. I'm like, God dang it!
Timber,
Yes, physics. Yeah,
timber.
that's why people say timber.
That's
Yeah,
why
I
they
mean,
say that.
Yeah, I made myself a habit of every time I chop wood and I say timber. I mean, it's so fun. It was also functional, like a warning to others. And yeah, and also like it gets real fun, like raiding dungeons, fighting trolls, fighting bosses, because one guy can aggro, and the other guys they can just kiting using arrows. And then okay, the best shenanigans so far is going to another island using boat. So yeah, here's the story. We want to explore like further. Okay, so we have to cross the body of water to the next island. And in Valheim, the map is a fog of war, as in you have to explore, then you get to see your progress. So yeah, okay. So what's beyond this, let's say, pond or something, or beyond this body of water? So, well, all four of us, okay, got on a boat and then sail. And then I died and I respawned at our main base. And I'm like, okay, they have to scramble like a rescue party to just on the boat back, cross the body of water with the risk of like a Leviathan. And then they pick me up again. Okay, you know what? We have to build a portal, okay? But then we don't have resources for portal. Okay, go dungeon raiding and stuff. It's annoying, but it's so much fun. All the shenanigans. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's something like Minecraft. But
I was about to say that, yeah, like kind of reminds you of Minecraft, like the just the do whatever. Yeah. We wanna go up, you wanna go down into the depths to find a weird cavern again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different kind of fun. Like Minecraft, but of course the mechanics are different. The one is like, okay, you can build whatever you want, this one, okay, you have restrictions and stuff, but on its own, let's say, it has its own like fun points. That the similarity is the survival aspect of it, yeah, and the shenanigans that ensues.
That's the fun of the sandbox. You have to find the fun. The fun is related to you. You create your fun
with friends.
it is more natural to have the fun accidentally being stumbled upon with friends.
Yep.
Which is different from a single player game where that's why most of single player games these days are very much, yo, go do that. That is content. Go there. Go there. We put arrow there. Go here. This is the theme park, right? Follow.
Go here. You will accompany this NPC that walks slower than you. Yeah, this multiplayer is the emergent gameplay. It's what makes it really good. Valheim is also a good solo, but with friends, it's even better. So yeah, so for those of you who have Valheim and play solo, play with friends, or those of you who have friends and would like to have like something a bit different from Minecraft, install Game Pass. Subscribe to Game Pass, get Valheim. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, and even if Valheim isn't like isn't strike of to you as your cup of tea, and there's plenty of other sandbox survival games in Game Pass right now.
You have The Forest, but not necessarily in Game Pass, but also on Steam, like quite cheap. You have The Forest, the classic Minecraft, whatever.
Some people like Ark.
Ark as well. Another group of friends, they play Ark, like quite advanced too. So I didn't join it, but whatever.
That's also a dinosaur game.
If you want hardcore, 7 Days to Die.
Oh my god.
And the same,
everybody's like 70s on yo.
So that's my Valheim adventure. I'm still waiting for them to release like 1.0. I think it's pretty close because they already released Peaceland. So just some contents here and there, but they should like 1.0 next year, I think.
Nice.
The moment is 1.0, we put it back in the top 30, because last time it was in top 30, yeah, but after any category you guys want to put despite already being like released for a couple of years already into early access, yeah, it's fine. Which is also interesting because this year marks the release of this one early access game I played last year, and it's called
Dave the Diver.
I know that game was cool. I played back even when they released the demo, and then when it was in early access, I feel like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool, because it seems like the game has two basic mechanics, which is actually like it follows a philosophy of a PS2 RPG in terms of, you want this? Do you want mini games? We have mini games. You want weird mechanics? We introduce later parts in the game. We will add that too. You want story? they put everything. Like one part is just like, okay, explore under the sea, fishing using the most unconventional ways as you can, which is it's not a fishing net but a harpoon. And then at night you have to hustle and be the waiter, and now you play Diner Dash or cook surf delicious. And then there's other stuff too. You can farm, you can reel fish in the fish farm, and then you get to meet underwater sea people and then do seahorses betting. It goes wild. That game goes wild. What I'm saying is that game is in our top 30. I'm gonna put it on the list because now that it's eligible.
It's now legal.
It's now legal to put it in our list.
It's always been legal. It's just more. It's higher in terms of consideration.
Especially now that everybody is like, oh, Dave the Diver. Oh, Dave the Diver. That's an interesting development to see. But yeah, on that note, I think we can pivot off from Valheim.
Or flip off to what? From building something to destroying something.
Let's go. Because it's the destiny.
It's the destiny.
It's our destiny to destroy things.
Oh my god.
So better wahakai suru. So again, kind of double. Good.
Okay, yeah. Before we start, do you know this year marks the 10th anniversary for the PlayStation 4? Since they
2013,
I remember the ED press conference of this year. Like, damn, look at that. It looks so sleek. Oh my god. And so, as usual, if a console or a product that turns 10 years old, you know what happens? They start to break down. CC, the original Xbox and their capacitor blowing up after 20 years.
Oh, no. Okay, when did you bought your PS4? Is it the launch year?
When I bought it on the release year of the PlayStation Slim, literally like 3 years later. So, okay. 2016.
Oh, you have the Slim version. Not the OG Eraser.
No, not the OG Eraser. I think 2016 or 17 when the Slim model launched. That was like immediately, okay, let's get that. So it is an old boy by now because it is almost coming up a decade as well. And it's, you know, nowadays in the year of SSDs and thingamajigs that, you know, you plug in, you screw it on, and then you get more SSD. This product, to the younger generation of you listeners, was using a 500 gig HDD model. You know, the chunky boy. And after, I guess, like, continuous use for almost a decade, it finally kaput. After a very intense session of Destiny.
Oh, the hard disk died.
Yeah, the hard disk died. It was a 3-hour session on the hardest raid boss, I think. And that is dice. It refuses to open up again after that.
It just analyzes itself.
Oh god. Wait, if the hard disk dies, how do you recover from that?
No, I can't. No, dead.
Can, because every... You can flash a new ROM. into a PS4?
Yes, yes, you can. Tapi you need a, you can, but you need a F32 USB drive that has the recovery macam install dia. But who has a so I could make it, tapi I think that it's time to let it rest lah. To be honest, kan, it has been a long time. Okay. So many games.
Let it rest until you suddenly have
the urge
to try and repair something and bring it back to life.
That's what I did with my older gen console. Like for those who didn't know, back I think like in season this what season are we in now in Game of this podcast? Of the other log?
Is it season 3?
It's back in season 3. In 2019, I had an Xbox 360, which I fixed on my own. Until it died of a red ring of death. Because, I guess, it dies like that for the second time. So, I could fix this. Yeah, it's just a nice, easy job of repairing, just changing it into I don't know, an SSD? It's kind of, how much is an SSD nowadays?
Quite cheap.
Obtainable enough.
Obtainable enough, yeah.
Let's say, I think around... Yeah, I see like around 200, you can get some.
Yeah, maybe see?
Even below.
So, at the end of my playthrough of the book, Brook-like, I think I can get it.
I mean, not now.
It'll be a nice weekend project. Yeah, it'll be a nice weekend project. Because it kind of reminds me of... I don't know if you guys watched that. Do you know the friend of Garbage Time, James? You know,
James Snow,
the guy who fixes cars using literally, bushwhacking style. Like, just use a gaffer tape, it'll be fine. And he was right; it is fine.
Yeah, and he fixed stuff using broken tools that he fixed on the spot. Like, no, exactly. James.
To me, James will always be the guy with the Steel Battalion controller.
Yes, Steel Battalion controller.
I still want one of those. Just for the stupid thing.
So oh, I have to be, I'm curious. Have. Is it playable on the Xbox Series S? Yeah.
What do you think? Is Xbox compatible? Is it backward compatible?
It could be. Yeah,
I mean, you could Google and try and see.
I'm Googling right now. So while we talk, like, it's a very interesting thing. Like, fixing it. Yes, yes, Mac. It is on the Xbox Live Marketplace. You can buy it on the Xbox One. Okay. Playable at Xbox One. And
And now the problem is to getting the controller.
Yeah.
Unless we want to jury rig one. Okay, we find two botas. find a steering wheel, not steering wheel. The pedals. Get the pedals and then we jury rig. I think you need like at least 5 buttons. We can grab get someone to make a small keyboard and then we just put the remap the buttons there. And then but you need that thing where you go the switch that
the pedals, tap, the pedals, tap. Yeah.
The pedals, like we can get the knee. We can get the steering wheel pedals.
Yeah,
get the Logitech ones. I mean, if someone's clever enough, we could totally like jury-rig and program a Steel Battalion controller with just a couple of hot asses.
Yeah, I think I use an ESP32 or Raspberry Pi Pico. Raspberry Pi Pico. A microcontroller. You need to program a microcontroller that just takes all this input and then just output like the X input or direct input output.
Yeah, because
it's doable, but someone has to do it.
Yeah, you have like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons there. Oh, you have a dial there. You have a volume dial and then another 6 buttons. Oh, you need also the eject button. It needs to have the collapsible glass thing. So, in case of emergency, then you flip the glass thing and then you press the big
eject,
red button.
Yeah, to eject.
Someone probably already done it. Maybe you can search. DIY.
Steel Battalion controller.
Yes. Someone probably have done it. Maybe they have like the controller file or something. They have bigger config files.
Probably, but even wilder. I've just googled one thing, and not only I'm seeing the schematics for the Steel Battalion controller, but it's the Steel Battalion controller modded to work with Hawken. The dead game. The dead mecha game.
Dang.
Isn't that like a private service? Yeah, so you can play it. Yeah, you can play Hawken.
I mean, it's gonna get revived soon.
Oh, yeah, okay. It is. This is why, like, right now in the US, they are still fighting for the right to repair. And
yeah, because things like this.
Yeah. And this is why it's very important. Like, we can do shit like this.
So we can create our own Steel Battalion controllers.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, Capcom, are not paying a premium for your old controller?
Alah, senang je. Just go to Japan. Go to Hard On or Book Off. It's like 30 yen. 30 ringgit or something like that.
I mean, if it's 30 ringgit, I would travel to Japan just to get one. The travel and the... Probably the immigration stuff later will be more hassle than actually purchasing one if you say it's just 30 ringgit.
Abang, ni apa ni bang? Ni, saya ni pilot.
Oh, are you saying pilot will be even more of a red flag? I think no, they just say ni mainan budak-budak. This is a kid's story.
Saya main flight simulator. Dia kan even more awesome.
You bring your luggage just for the controller, no clothes.
Oh yeah, the bring on in the carry on luggage just for the controller. Yeah, I seen some people modding this thing. Oh, even wilder, use the Steel Battalion as a stream deck. No, not a steam deck, a stream deck.
You
basically have a glorified sound. Sound button. What's the term? That thing where you just click button.
Soundboard.
Yeah, soundboard. That's the word. blanking right now.
Yeah.
Glorified soundboard,
maybe. The yeah button. Yeah.
increase the speed on the yoke, and then it goes yeah. You can do silly stuff with this controller. Man. Betul lah. If you are in the market, you listeners, if you know someone somewhere who are willing to let go of the Steel Battalion controller, you know where to reach me.
You can use all our contacts. This is very important.
Oh yeah, very important. For science. It's been the long life goal for me to own the Steel Battalion controller. I used to have that thing pinned on my Twitter, but I don't know what happened with pinned tweets. It's gone now, but it used to be there. Oh yeah, where we were before? The PS4 dying.
PS4 dying. It is the jumping point to Steel Battalion controller. I wonder, kan, if someone would do. Can, because we have an Armored Core game coming out literally in a month's time now. I wonder, would there be someone crazy enough to mod that into it? Put in, maybe?
It can work. The controller scheme that is usable on a normal controller can be spread into a Steel Battalion controller. You have the two joysticks.
Yep.
So you can work around there. Oh yeah, one of the joysticks also have a joystick on it. There's an analog stick on top of the joystick.
Or the head switch, I believe it's called.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably based on a real thing, and you have so I'm not surprised that they do that. But it's just fun to say there's an analog stick on top of the analog stick.
Dang.
You can never have too many analog sticks.
Oh, ooh. Maybe you can, because I'm reading the Reddit forums for Demo X Machina, a game that is essentially Armored Core Lite, and they have made a like a hot task work on it using D inputs. So very interesting.
I mean, if you want to like go low budget, don't go too hard. Yeah, there's actually there's an arcade stick that is designed for Virtual On, another mecha game.
Yeah,
that was on the arcades, and yes, there are two big joysticks that you can like wiggle around with a few buttons on there, which also works. I think no, I don't think so. Maybe there's not enough buttons. Maybe.
Mayhaps.
I mean, if a lot of this mecha game support Hossas, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just Hossas.
And stick. Like, you have twin sticks. Hossas.
And then you can have the overlap of Hotas Enjoyers, AC and AC.
AC and AC.
Which AC?
Not to be confused with the other AC or the other AC.
Unless you are driving with the Hotas, I'm not sure it's gonna be Assetto Corsa.
I mean, we have Tesla with Yoke.
Yeah.
Don't challenge them.
Point taken.
Like, I mean, Assassin's Creed has they are going to support the thingy, that VR thing, like the body thingy. So maybe you can play it with the Hotas.
The body vibration thing, haptic feedback thing.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to integrate.
Hey, if I fall and then I hurt my ribs, I want to feel it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I guess we're getting a sidetrack. So, back on course, or we shall loop to this, I think, forever. Just like this, just like the Game Pass game of the month.
Yay.
Oh my god.
Speaking of things that have gone extinct.
Uh-huh.
We gotta talk about Ezio Primal.
Ooh. Okay, you guys played this game.
Yep.
Yesterday.
For 3 hours. Yeah, we played about 3 hours.
Oh, nice.
Interesting first day of launch for Ezio Primal. Let's start from the top first. Ezio Primal is a 5v5 team shooter game. It can be a PvP game, it can be a PvE game. Yes, it has dinosaurs. Or rather, I like to describe this as Capcom's attempt to make alive three dead things. Anthem, Overwatch, yes, it's dead to me. And Dino Crisis.
Oh.
So somehow they are mangling these three elements to try and make a live service. Let's see. All those are dead. Yes, I'm considering Overwatch dead. It's dead to me. And now let's see how we can make it a live service.
They're making Frankensteining a game.
Yeah, and to the fact that people are still like salty that this game should have been a Dino Crisis. It could have been a Dino Crisis at one point before they pivot into a multiplayer game. They keep on hopping on that one character that looks like Regina from Dino Crisis.
The Russian Regina, yeah.
Yeah, Majesty. Everybody is like still hopping about that. But what can you do? They are trying something new. So the interesting thing about Ezio Primal on day one is that learning how the game is monetized. The fact that, we have like 10 classes, I believe. Not 10 classes, as in classes, I'm saying the suits. The suits are basically different classes. So they all have like different abilities, they play a different role, they have tanks, they have DPS characters, they have support characters. And there are three of them are basically locked behind a grind. You have to reach a certain player level before they are unlocked. And then on day one, and it was like before even 24 hours, we've seen people using those characters, those suits that are locked behind.
Yeah, because they grind using the very finite resource that is money.
There, you can purchase an early unlock for that. So it's basically we assume that everyone who are using Murasame or are using Nimbus and who are using Vigilant, all of them are already paid good money to access that. I don't believe that they grinded like 20 hours to reach the levels to reach there to get all the suits. I don't think so. So yeah, there's a lot of modernization. And surprise surprise, there are also like cosmetics. Weird cosmetics. Like you can have the default character is that guy in the orange suit with a assault rifle, and why not have him as a quarterback in an American football jersey with a helmet?
What?
On? Because okay. It's silly. Because it's silly and people will pay for it. Oh, you have a sniper lady there, and why mm-hmm. not give the sniper lady a cat suit?
Yes.
Bring all the money. I mean, there's some fun ones too, like not like weird out of the world. Oh, speaking of out of the world, there's one of the suits is basically wearing a birthday suit with a UFO hat on.
Oh yeah.
So it looks like an alien because the suit is called UFO. You are supposed
to. The best part, Alan, you know what the joke I did when I was playing it with Mac and Burhan, our friend? Wow, he's double cheek on a Tuesday. Like, ooh, my brother, why are you like this?
You're wearing an exo suit that's also naked. So what?
What? That's not exo suit.
Yeah, you're wearing a suit that is a birthday suit. Like, what the? I mean, I get it, lah. It's supposed to be looking at the grey alien, kan?
Yeah.
But still, it's just like, okay, they're going weird with this cosmetics. They are going wild. I mean, the more measured one is there, is there also, lah. The Murasame one, the name implies that this character is a samurai of sorts, kan? You get a samurai armor. With those wooden dangly bits on the side as a side armor, the plating thing. Don't know the character, but you get the idea, lah. You know the feudal Japan armor, that thing. You'll know it. You'll definitely know it when you see it. So, okay, cosmetic. They are going hard on the life service. We'll see where it goes, lah. Gameplay wise, what do you think, Daniel?
Yeah, it's okay. Like. It's interesting, like it's a mix of what was that weird Capcom game that was a shooter? Was it Lost Planet? Was it?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, which is an underrated series, by the way. Like, the controls are janky as heck because it is a early 360 game, but it's fun.
Pro tip, if you're playing with a controller and reduce the sensitivity
for
a few points. The menu sensitivity, do it at 3 or 4. 5 is terrible. Yeah. They're using a Destiny 2 cursor and they do not use you cannot use D-pad to navigate that. That sucks. And we have to contend with the terrible cursor. Whatever lah. It at least is bearable lah once you like adjust the sensitivity.
Yep.
Exo Primal reminds me the good old times of week 1 of Overwatch. Which is just, let's just figure things out and see. And then, oh, cool abilities, let's go. Oh, play your role. And the fact that a lot of the suits have, very much you can describe most of the suits as Overwatch characters also helps. You have Roadblock, which has a big shield.
Okay.
And then Nimbus goes around on skates where she can shoot a gun that can change between doing damage and doing heals.
Okay, that's basically Ana.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, there's also a proper Ana, which is just the sniper with the hood. She's the sniper
and
lady.
And the cat ears!
Yeah, the cat ears. Or you want mercy from Overwatch? There's mercy from Overwatch. She'll just float around and heal you from the sky.
Dang. The resemblance is uncanny.
And then you want to play with indirect fire? You have barrage, which uses the grenade launcher.
Barrage. That's literally Pharah's ult.
Or if you want the ult for barrage, he turns into the what's that Marvel character? The Human Torch, and just like becomes a bomb. You just float around and then you can guide him and then it explodes. Junkrat ultimate. Itulah, a lot of them look very similar. If you squint, you can see the Overwatchness of most of the characters. Not all lah. Like that, Murasame is a tank where he uses the blade. He uses a katana to tank, which is interesting. And then Zephyr is a totally Devil May Cry character that somehow landed here because all he does is hack and slash, and then do an uppercut, and then the hack and slash and hack and slash. Which is to say, it's actually very easy to pick up if you've played Overwatch before. We instantly figure out that, oh yeah, this is how they play. Okay, this is how they play. Instantly.
So the learning curve itself is familiar for Overwatch veterans, even those who haven't played for a long time.
No, you just immediately just play.
They even have the rules similar. You have your DPS, your support, your tank. But... It's back with the olden days of Overwatch lah. No restrictions. You can change class anytime. You can stack how many tanks you want if you think that's good. That's a good idea. They won't limit you. So.
I guess like one complaint that I have is the PvP-ness of the game, like it's a so-so anything. Like
I don't think the netcode is good.
Yeah, that too. So like, because there was some like I think like the transition to the next mission where we like, I think we were in the same, like we were neck and neck with the other guys, but I think like there was some rubber bandy, like oh, there goes Taju. Wow.
And even when during the hectic PvP encounters where you actually get to shoot the other team, man, I feel like the there's you don't feel a good feedback when you are attacking the other team.
Yeah, the feedback also. Yeah,
it feels a bit like are we shooting at the enemy team or not? It feels like that sometimes. Again, we don't get it. So sometimes there were instances where we just like blindsided by, oh, hold on, oh, we're getting ambushed, oh, we're all dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, got juggled and we died.
We're all in the lead and then suddenly, what happened? Oh, we're all dead.
I think like that's one thing, that's one thing that a watch did right, isn't it? Because you can feel, like, you can, they have like, what's it called? Those groups kind of like really got like attack. I think behind. Like immediately get twist behind.
Not enough situational auto prompts or something like that. The characters don't prompt that much. I mean the characters do speak, do say thanks, so that you have courtesy quips here and there, but it doesn't feel like. There's still a lot more work need to be done to like get to make it easier to work together, especially when you're playing with randoms. You know, in an fully online matchmaking lobby where you are playing solo and then get matchmake with randoms, it's a bit hard to figure out who wants to be. That there's the instance of okay, I've picked a suit. And then we see everyone's on the team. Oh no, we have two healers. Alright, okay, I'll switch lah. And then the other guy who's also a healer also switch. Now we have no healers. We have no way to communicate this. So now okay, switch back to a healer lah. And then that guy also switch back to a healer, goddammit. So that there's still like situations like that that needs like more fine tuning and more things they need to figure out to make it much smoother. You can feel that like this is the first time like they made a multiplayer game like this. But yo, the dinosaurs, though.
The dinosaurs. The design is amazing.
Like, as a hot shooter, it works. It is a fun hot shooter. Don't call them zombies, but they functionally works like that, like, because you see the raptors pouring down, like, cereal box. Like pouring down cereal. Yeah, and then they just, like, walking through a conga line, and you just, like, mop them down with gunfire or smacking or whatever melee weapon you have, man. It is satisfying. That bit they got correct. And then when the bigger dinosaurs attack, it's also interesting as well. Like, the tank have to draw aggro, and then everyone else have to make sure we don't get unalive during the dinosaur attack. And then there's also the Gambit style invasion.
Oh yeah, the Gambit style invasion. Like, you can become a T-Rex and then fuck shit up. Essentially.
So there are moments in the game where you don't directly compete, because a lot of the time it's just like, okay, you and the team clear the mission very, very fast. As in, most of the time, you're just gonna clear out dinos, kill the dinos fast, and then move to the next objective. But then once in a while, you get to invade to the other player, the other team's world, and yeah, mess around. That's during a PvP, a PvE lah. But then when you are in a PvP match, usually at the end of the match, then you are all in the same map. Otherwise, it's just a different instance.
Like, my, yeah, like, besides the complaints that I've done, like, the rest is pretty good. Like, it has potential. It's not a trash fire, like everybody said. Oh, this is actually pretty good.
Look, it's at least better than Anthem already.
Ah,
it's
yeah,
better than Babylon's Fall.
People are playing this game.
I mean,
it's
better...
on Game Pass, so you won't die. Yeah, it's on Game Pass, so it will be all right.
Better than Overwatch is still arguable, but at least better than Anthem. So people who like exosuits,
it's already yeah.
You God, get your that... aesthetic, here, huh?
Yeah, you get your aesthetic, you get your weirdness. What? Yeah, I mean, I just saw their player count on Steam. It's 5,000 players. Already better than Babylon's Fall. That is quadruple their open player count of 12 at launch.
5,000 is on Steam, and that's the people who paid to
play
who
paid, that? Yeah. Yeah, it's $200. It's no, 249. Yeah, it's 249 ringgit.
Game Pass should help them for this.
Yeah,
game.
We don't know the Game Pass metrics, but it should be good.
I mean, we see the teams that we get matched, and a lot of them are on Xbox.
Yeah.
The game has legs. It's a matter of can they keep the momentum of making the correct adjustments, especially what people are complaining, what people are not liking so far. Oh yeah, one weird thing, eh? You can unequip your exosuit, so
mid-game,
you just
kan?
Be a normal character kan, with a gun kan? No function at all. Basically, you don't do that. You are wasting time not wearing a suit. So I don't know why that is a feature, but somehow it's there. That's weird. It's not like when you lose all your HP and your suit is broken, and then you are detached like D.Va, and
yeah, no,
it's
this,
not like that.
If you die in the suit, you die. Yeah.
So I don't know why they have that mechanic. It's weird. So yeah, a lot of the stuff that need still need adjusting, whatever. But the baseline is there. The baseline for a multiplayer game is there. If they don't mess up the balancing or they don't go too greedy on the monetization, I think people will be playing more of Exo Primal in like this couple of weeks, at least. And then there's the whole story thing, which is interesting as well.
Yeah, it progresses as you play. Like every mission, you get a thing, you know, like some like a drop, a lore drop, instead of a loot drop.
And lore goes hard, at least from what I've seen. Imagine a world powered by AI.
And the AI immediately turns you. Immediately turns evil. What a surprise.
And then what the AI does, it takes you into a parallel world to make you play war games infinitely. Hence, the setting of Exo Primal. So you keep playing multiplayer matches, kan? It's because you are helping the AI gathering data. They are scraping data out of you, going to war, essentially. Which is, technically, if you think about it, it's also kind of like meta, because I think Capcom is looking at all the metrics right now when they are designing this game and seeing if they where they should proceed after this. It can get meta. Yeah, there's a whole bit about parallel worlds and whatever and alternate timelines. So.
Yeah, like alternate you, because the first like friendly hunter or pilot is actually a parallel universe of you. So.
But Australian.
But Australia, yes, very important. But Australia.
Interesting choices all around. Yeah, there's a single player hook to that, apparently. So I don't know where it goes, but I'm looking forward to at least see it out. So verdict on Exo Primal, not Trash Fire.
Not Trash Fire, maybe.
Not
big top 30, tapi still not bad. Yeah,
not top 30. Not at least not yet. But I don't regret spending my time playing around. I mean, it helps that because again, with friends, I played it with Daniel, I played it with Bulan. So at least it has legs, lah. But we'll see where it will go within the next few months. I mean, the next season, they're going to add a Street Fighter 6 collab, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think next year will be Monster Hunter.
Yeah, next one. I mean, the dinosaur already does the Monster Hunter rule.
Oh, yeah. Now imagine if it's like...
Ratalos.
Ratalos or whatever monster.
Let me do a spin.
Look, I just want the Monster Hunter anthem playing where we have to take down the dinos. That's it. That's all I wanted. As we are just shooting and then screaming about it, and that should be enough. Yeah, it's so primal. It's on Game Pass, check it out. It's worth
sounds
checking
fun.
Grab a party lah.
Yeah, because our friend Najmi has just played it solo and he said it's the most boring thing. Yeah, single player is bad. Like if you have multiplayer, you can with varying degrees of mic levels. Oh, that is just the peak.
Yeah. Only that where we can get weird jokes like the ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah. Bing bang walaula ting ding. Yeah, because one of the class is a witch doctor.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the alien UFO, he's the witch doctor. The unhinged suit, at least so far. The most unhinged.
So you're just spewing gibberish.
Yes.
Are you a professional at this? He's the comedic one, lah, essentially.
Oh my god. Okay. So let's now go into the news.
The news.
And Let's just start with the big one. It's finally over.
Yes.
After what? I think like 3 months of court cases.
And a million documents, I believe.
And a million leaked documents between Sony. A
million.
And between Sony and Microsoft.
Oh my lord. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I can't imagine like even until the point where they have now banned at the last few weeks of the hearing of this Supreme Court case hearing, they said no more Sharpies because you keep fucking up. No more Sharpies. But alas, FTC, the Federal Trade Commission of the United States, on behalf of Sony, have lost the primary injunction. Yeah, the injunction. Yep. So Activision Blizzard is now allowed to be bought over by Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And they are ready because they have taken themselves out of the NASDAQ, like literally on Friday, on the final deep call of Wall Street. No?
ATVI is gone now?
Yeah, ATVI is now gone on the Wall Street. Either. So they are ready. Essentially, they are ready now.
Yeah, I see the black gray lines around here.
Yeah, so it's now going to be under MS lah, MSFN.
MSFT.
Misfit.
SFT.
Misfit.
Misfit.
That's how I call it. I mean, it's better than Apple.
Yeah.
But the coolest one is Race. Okay, maybe not without context. Maybe not without context. If you know the context, it's cool. Out of context, yeah. It's weird. You just call it Race? Excuse me?
So, what's the company that uses Race Tag?
F1, I think.
Oh, F1, is it? F1 Media.
Even better.
Where is it? Let me check. Oh, Ferrari!
Yeah. Oh my good God.
There you go. Ferrari NV. Or the stock says Race.
Mm-mm. Damn it, Ferrari. Anyway, yeah, so Microsoft now has permission from the two regulators, the US FTC, the UK.
UK, yeah, just UK.
UK like... Competition Commission, I believe, and then the EU. Okay, the EU gave green light, and then the UK red light, and then they're like... You know what, all this pressure, yeah, we just allow it. And then the US FTC, they lost. So the federal judge rejects the injunction from FTC. So yeah, they got permission, basically.
Because why? Because the FTC, like, keeps saying... Hence why I said that on behalf of PlayStation. So essentially, that they said the wrong thing.
Okay, from the beginning of the US specific FTC injunction and all the documents leaks and stuff, I'm like, why are they focusing too much on Call of Duty? This is a weak point. And it turns out, yes, the FTC lost because of Call of Duty.
Yeah, they will focus on one thing. That's the problem.
Yeah. Microsoft said, they're focusing on Call of Duty. Yeah, you can just, you know, make like a agreement commitment to like make it like parity on all platform and stuff, and then the judge will be like, you focus on Call of Duty, yeah? Oh yeah, apparently Microsoft has agreed to a promise to do this for Call of Duty, so yeah, looks good to me.
That's why
when like, the argument could have been buying
gaming. Yeah, the cloud gaming space, especially because they are literally the market leaders and the only leaders. They could have pushed that. Or maybe...
Yeah. Also competition and stuff, antitrust, competitive. They could have pushed that point.
But Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm like, Sony's like, yeah, just push the Call of Duty and it's gonna be good. Nah, it's their downfall. I've seen it a mile away.
PlayStation worried too much about the court when they should have been arguing about this is taking away the biggest third-party gaming publisher in the world.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
The biggest third-party game publisher in the world, yeah.
Exactly. They could have used that.
Second would be, I believe, was it 2K or EA?
2K.
2K, because they recently bought Zynga.
Yeah, exactly. They're the second biggest now. Like, oh yeah, they could also say it. Sony should push. Oh yeah, the mobile division, they're going to be the biggest since they've owned King.
Zynga.
No, King.
Oh, King,
Microsoft
oh, okay.
has owned King, especially Candy Crush.
Oh, God.
Ah, they've earned the one of the biggest games that your parents have played all these years.
Okay, so the Candy Crush they pre-installed Windows 10 is now theirs, technically.
Yeah,
This is
it's now
Microsoft.
like, yes.
Candy Crush is not bloatware anymore. It's this
No,
new
it's what?
solitaire.
Yeah, there's a new solitaire.
It's not bloatware. This is first party.
This was party.
Oh my god. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why they keep focusing on Call of Duty. Even the judge, like, that's weird, but okay.
And my guys was like, okay, yeah, they put okay, they got the bait and stuff. I'm like, okay, we're just gonna commit to 10-year Call of Duty to PlayStation. And oh,
The
Nintendo, would you
PlayStation,
like card?
and
Even though you
it,
don't want, we still offer. No problem.
yeah, they say no problem. And then on Nvidia, you guys, you have your cloud game, GeForce Experience. Yeah, you want card? Sure, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Any other Activision game, maybe Bethesda later, I don't know, like make a deal. And it's just like,
I cannot
okay,
wait for
it seems good to
Starfield.
me.
Of course, you know, cannot wait again for the deal. And oh yeah, here's Starfield on the Nintendo Switch. And yeah.
And all of this because of maybe a lot, all of this is because Starfield. In a way.
Yeah, technically, yeah, in a way, is this all because of Starfield? Because another report from, I think it was Kotaku, that they said that the reason why Microsoft bought over Bethesda in the first place, they were about to, because they will be skip Ghostwire and Deathloop.
Deathloop.
And they're going to, so basically Sony was about to go all out on Starfield until Microsoft, like, okay, we're putting our foot down, we'll just buy you outright.
Yeah, and you know again, we all see again, early in the generation, PlayStation was really courting on Bethesda. Like all the big
Yeah,
games are
yeah.
Ghostwire and Deathloop lah, but also even like
Yeah.
they even put time for ESO on the
Yes.
PlayStation blog and whatever, and they really push Bethesda stuff. In a way, you feel it like how they are buddy-buddying with Square Enix.
Now Square Enix, yeah, now Square Enix. That's
To
why we're not
them.
gonna get FF16 on the Xbox as in retaliation.
But I think and please don't quote me on this. This is my purely my observation and I think PlayStation getting Final Fantasy 16 as an exclusive is also kind of like them fighting back because previous years before when Game Pass was just spurting up man, they've been courting Square Enix. Hey, bring all your Final Fantasy games on Game Pass. Yeah, we make a big announcement. All the Final Fantasy games are coming to Game Pass. And then all of them are gone from Game Pass.
Yeah, like I remember 15 was in there, yeah, back in 2020, yeah.
I believe
Must
7, 8, 9, 10,
7, 8,
12,
9, 10, 12,
13,
15.
15. All of them
Yeah,
there.
14, yeah, because 14 is not on Xbox, so yeah, all of it essentially.
So. And then I guess Sony bite back with that. Oh, you can you oh you
Now
bought
you
Bethesda, we got Final Fantasy.
I think, is it on PS Plus Deluxe, kan? Final one of the Final Fantasy.
Most of
Let
the
me check.
Final Fantasy
Yeah,
games are
most of
now
it, yes.
on the PlayStation
Deluxe,
Plus
yeah.
game collection, which is technically the Game Pass equivalent, like, even though they are
Yeah,
not pushing it
exactly.
like that. I think 7, 8, 9 are there. 12? I believe
I'm
so.
checking. Yep, 7, 8, 9, 12. Not 15.
13 is not there because of it's on the
PlayStation
PS3.
3.
So
Yeah.
complicated and whatnot lah with that one.
Damn, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lightning. You're stuck in you're stuck in the limbo zone. Oh wait, yeah. Okay, like the Final Fantasy on PS Plus Extra now is, yep. P Final Fantasy Type-0, 7 Remake, integrate the new one. X 12, 15.
Oh no, not the original 7 and 8.
Not the original. Oh wait, ada original 7 8 ada.
Ah okay, and 9 as well, I guess. FF9.
FF9, yes. Okay. Yeah. So like, essentially, basically, they just move everything from the Xbox Game Pass to the PS Plus Extra. Like,
yeah, basically, yeah.
Data sini, data sini. God. So next, what? What next? So what next? I guess is.
I think that's it. As in, yeah, like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just need to sign off from CMA, and that's it. Xbox has become the giant killers themselves.
They are not proper giant.
They are not the proper giants.
And I think that after these whole shenanigans, and I don't think there's gonna be any more big acquisitions coming in. We've passed that era now.
I don't know, maybe like PlayOn again right now. I've heard like rumors can PlayOn says we're cutting businesses because they are losing money.
Ah, Embracer Group is also like losing money, and now they are,
yeah, also buying, Embracer Group, yeah.
After yeah, buying all of them, now they are like retrenching people. Like, god damn it, you guys,
boy, what could possibly go wrong?
The whole thing that kicks off is because of recession, so they need to use their reserve money to just purchase something. If they don't use that money, the value will be lower because of inflation and whatnot. Yeah? So rather than keeping it there, why not make business move with that money? And now I think that the economy after this couple of years, now that the whole pandemic is still around, but you know, subsided quite a lot. Maybe things will cool down when it comes to mergers and acquisitions.
Yes.
Devolver won't make that joke now. I mean, they don't make that joke this year, yeah. So you know, that's the indicator. So caught on Game Pass? Anyone?
Yeah, like I said, like I bought Black Ops 3 at the wrong time, because now I just have to wait another year. Another year to get all of them now, because the exclusivity for Sony ends in 2024. So essentially, after this year. So Ubisoft, don't you want to buy anyone as well?
Nah, they're struggling with money.
They're struggling.
They are gonna get bombed. They are gonna get bombed.
Nintendo buys them. Okay, since I'm sorry, Miyamoto loves the rabbits. We should now buy it from you.
Rabbits now canon.
I remember Land. Playing Rayman, so I'm gonna buy Rayman.
So you're buying the whole company? Yes. They have the capital.
Yeah. Also, they can make like Mario's X Rabbits collab. Perfect.
Pokemon Rabbits. Oh god. Oh my god. I imagine like a rabbit as a Pokemon. Oh my god.
We'll just revive Rayman again as a Super Rayman World.
Super Rayman World
Odyssey. What's the new Mario game coming this
Super
year?
Super Mario World. Wonder. Super Mario Wonder.
Rayman Wonder sounds good as well.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Rayman Wonder. Sounds
good.
Yeah.
I wonder.
it was planned all along.
I wonder if they have any ideas about it. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. So we now go to the final story of the week. It's about the RPG game that's coming up that should have come out on the Merdeka Day, but now has been pushed earlier to August 3. And that is Baldur's Gate 3 by the folks at Larian. And I don't know how to say this without cracking up. Okay, I'll try. Okay, they have now risen into the top sellers for Steam. After that, they have announced that one of the love interests that you can meet in your travels of the game. They can turn into a bear.
Ooh.
And you can do the romance option. Yeah, the happy slappy.
I'm using that Slayer's X word.
Yeah. The happy slappy, the meat bologna with the bear, like.
Oh my god, I found an image macro that just says the furry agenda has gone too far. Well, but the fact that this is split for loves is just makes it better.
It is, yep, this is proper, yeah, but like I saw like a tweet that this is proper D&D. Yes, this is true. This is the proper D&D.
I should mention the context of this reveal is that they literally having a panel. They call it the panel from hell. It's just their own thing, like their dev blog thing, but they're doing it live. And it's literally a hall full of people watching it live on camera, on stream. And then they shoot the bear. And then everybody is just like losing it. And then the stream, if you are watching it live, it says just, what does it say? Not safe for stream or something.
Not for safe for stream.
And you see enough of the implication. Like you see a squirrel losing his nuts over seeing whatever happening in front of their eyes. They play it for laughs. Well, definitely playing it for laughs. And actually people are either loving it or seeing it as very cursed, but they want it.
It's blurs.
The blurs, yeah.
And
much.
The fact that you can get like stories where headlines from IGN can say Baldur's Gate 3 shoots up Steam top sellers list after bear sex reveal.
Yep.
It's a lot.
Oh my god.
That's a loaded title. See, all you need is a very intimate romantic scene, and that can sell you games, apparently.
Oh my god. I mean, I am interested to play it. So.
For the bear, or.
Not for the bear. Maybe. Not the bear, probably not my romance choice, but hey ho. Hey ho, but power to you. This is a D&D game, true and true. They have co-op as well. Like, okay, that's co-op, kan? That is literal couch co-op and online co-op. Does that mean everybody has to? Yeah, does that mean everybody has to see that cutscene? Then?
Oh,
I assume.
Oh no. What? Can there's this one meme like I shall now change the course of our life. Yep, there will be like the course changer. Guys, you guys gonna have to follow me into this cutscene. Okay. The trajectory of our life shall change after this. And I don't know, it's a good thing or bad. Oh my god.
Yeah, it seems like that because I'm seeing that the co-op options that you can do is that when one character is in the dialogue, the other characters will just they can just point suggestions on what option to pick, but the one who's initiate the dialogue is in control. So if the person who is in dialogue and choose the bear option, you have to bear witness.
Bear with it. Oh, bear witness. Yeah. Bear with it.
You have to bear with it lah.
is the reason why ESO and Fallout 76 haven't done. Yes, they can. They also did the same thing. Like you can choose your options, can. But if it's a cutscene, can. We will leave your friends outside just in case. They haven't seen this one, or they don't want to see this one. Oh no!
You know, they don't have the argument mechanic from Divinity again. That would have been interesting.
No, you cannot do. You cannot fall in love with the bear.
No, I forbid you. No, I want to have the bear, and then you settle it with the game of rock paper scissors.
Oh my god.
That's an interesting mechanic. You can argue with yourself. I mean, if you're playing, like, I mean, the context of Divinity Original Sin, the first one is that you have two main characters. Technically, you can play co-op, so one control the other, but from time to time, you can have the two characters argue with each other. Supposedly so that the second player can, like, bump into and say, hey, I have a different idea on how do we do this. But if you are playing solo, you can make yourself argue with each other. Which is silly. It's that whole Disco Elysium thing, but more physical. You are the manic one. You are role playing two characters, argue with each other.
The schizophrenic in a playthrough, essentially.
Yep. So is that Baldur's Gate 3?
Yep, that's Baldur's Gate 3. You can pre-order it now. It is still the top seller on Steam as of recording. Oh yeah, not only that, it's also like it's in early access, so you can start build up that relationship before the 1.0. I guess that was I guess the relationship is 1.0, so you can play that until there. I don't know why, but you can. Oh my god.
More power to you.
Yeah, more power to you, my brother or sister. That's your playthrough. Cash and this podcast, I guess.
Yep, that note is the end of the podcast. And what are we gonna have on the thumbnail?
Alright. Bear.
Dinosaur.
Bear.
Dinosaur.
Dead PlayStation. Rest in peace, PlayStation.
Yeah.
Bear. Oh my god, that goes two ways. Oh my.
Who's what way? Both
that,
ways?
That RIP PlayStation goes two ways. My dead PlayStation and now.
Oh, yeah.
Unintentionally. I know.
Yeah, Sony's dead.
Unintentional.
After the Microsoft acquisition. No, not Microsoft buying them. Microsoft buying Activision.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, that should be enough for that. And. Yeah, it's time to promote the social links.
All right. This has been Daniel. You can follow me on two platforms now. You can follow me on Twitter at FL4KY. And now, Meta's thread at also FL4KY _. Very modern. Okay, I have a review, a very late review of Hogwarts Legacy on the website by the time this episode comes up. It's okay.
Hogwarts Legacy was this year, right?
Yes, it was February.
Man, time
I thought it was last year.
It feels like last year.
No, it's not. It was February. The Switch version is in October.
Forspoken was that long.
Yeah, Forspoken also. Yeah, the same one. Exactly, yeah. The same one. Hogwarts was early. Forspoken, I think, late February. So, yeah.
It feels like a long time ago.
I mean, yeah, we did. We are in under a recession, so we are recessing down. Yeah, Alan?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on just one platform, Twitter. The R4EPN1R, drop near. The R4EPN1R. I don't know. I have no intention of downloading Threads for now. So yeah, maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know. Nothing in the pipeline for now. Okay, Mac.
And I have been Amirul Macronos Ashraf, MECKRONOS. Find me in a lot of places other than Twitter. But Twitter is still there. Find me there on Twitter.
You cannot direct DM. Right. Unless, stupid. Anyway.
No, just ping me if you have a Steel Battalion. Just mention me if you have Steel Battalion controller.
Steel Battalion.
What's on the website? Oh, there's plenty. But I need to remember. We have an early access impression of Xenonauts 2 out there. There's a review for Park Beyond. There's also a review for Final Fantasy 16. And later on, maybe it'll be live when you hear this podcast, a review of the Acer Predator Helios 16 Neo.
Yeah. Oh, that's a...
They changed the numbers now. Yeah, they have changed the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers, Mason. What does it mean? 16 inch. Okay. Okay. Rather than 300, what does it mean? I don't know. Yeah, pretty decent laptop, that one. Other than that, that's about it. That's your lot. That's Dire.log, the Gamer Matters podcast. Thanks for tuning in and...
Imagine getting achievements in Candy Crush soon. You done it!
Full gamer score on Candy Crush.
Gamer score, gamer crush.
You're not bragging for platinum of the May Cry. No. You're bragging for full gamer score on Candy Crush Saga. The true player who paid too much money for a silly achievement.